Journalists Evan Gershkovitz and Alsu Kurmasheva regained their liberty this week as they were flown from Russia to the United States, although the bigger picture for press freedom in Russia is the lack of it, tightening restrictions since the full-scale invasion of Ukraine 2.5 years ago. This week also saw more journalists killed in Gaza, which the Committee to Protect Journalists says is the deadliest conflict for the media since it began recording data in 1992. The latest were two journalists working for Al Jazeera. The Israeli military says correspondent Ismail Al-Ghul was working for Hamas. Al Jazeera rejects that as baseless, pointing out that the IDF had previously arrested him, but after 12 hours, released him without charge. Jemima Steinfeld is the chief executive of the Index on Censorship. Jemima, what does this week represent to you, do you think?
Well, I think firstly, let's not underplay what a good news story it was when Evan and Vladimir Karamurza and Alsu were released earlier this week. You know, this has been the result of, in many cases, years of campaigning, and it's been campaigning from the family, from work colleagues, from campaigning organizations like Index on Censorship. And it shows that people do still care and that these campaigns can really, really work. So I think I don't want to kind of start off on the bad note. I want to say that this is a really positive story, and I'm thrilled for both the individuals released and for their families. But you are right to raise what happened in Gaza. You're right to say that within Russia itself, you know, this was a prisoner exchange. This was not Vladimir Putin saying, oh, I've changed my mind. Actually, media freedom is great. What we've seen in Gaza again is really, really desperate. And I don't see as much outrage in the world about it. So we've got to a stage where globally the picture for media freedoms is pretty desperate, but we're also kind of not as outraged. We've almost kind of become inured to it.
That lack of outrage, would you say it's even there on the part of fellow journalists or broadcasters?
I mean, I wouldn't want to generalize because there are plenty of journalists I've seen who have been outraged. But I don't know whether it's that people are just so distracted. There's so much news going on. There's, you know, especially in this bumper election year where you've also seen loads of media being targeted. There's almost too much to get angry about. So I'm not sure whether it's apathy or whether it's just kind of people don't know where to look anymore.
These latest deaths in Gaza, it's certainly not the first time that Palestinian journalists have been killed and Israel has said afterwards that they were working for Hamas or other groups, and that indeed families and the employers have denied that. I wonder if you think there's a role for organisations like yourself to the best of their ability, investigate this, because if it's not true, what the families and the employers are saying is correct, then that's a really important statement of fact to be made.
Completely, I 100% agree. Index on Censorship itself, you know, one of the problems with Gaza is we're not on the ground. Lots of organisations are not on the ground there, but Index itself wouldn't be on the ground anyway. We don't have that capacity. What we do have is the capacity to continue to raise these cases and to basically just ask for a clear and transparent investigation. That's what's needed. We don't have the answers, but we want answers. And we should get answers. You know, this isn't, you're not just talking about someone being sent a horrific tweet, which is in and of itself bad, but, you know, you are talking about people who've been killed here. Like the ramifications for the information landscape and just for media freedoms in general is absolutely horrendous.
And it remains the case that international journalists are barred from Gaza by Israel and Egypt.
Yes, I mean, to my knowledge, they are allowed in on these IDF press trips. So they're basically, for all intents and purposes, banned, yes.
Jemima Steinfeld from Index on Censorship. Thank you.